gray and purple smoke is billowing up from the town area. The results of this visual bombing attack are really terrific. Hundreds upon hundreds of pounds of bombs are raining down on this stricken town. And still the bombers come pouring in. There seems to be no end to them. This is an attack in a big way. The enemy is throwing up everything he has in the book, but he seems not able to get in any hits on our plane. Lots of near misses, but no telling shots. One bomber passing overhead has lost part of his tail assembly. Although the pilot is lower than the other planes in his flight, he's keeping her straight and steady on a homeward course. The whole target area is a seething mass of smoke. In the growing darkness, I can see the first dull red outline of the fire that is apparently raging in camp. It'll be a big bonfire soon, and you can look for those words, "big fires were left burning" in tomorrow's communique. Pilotless planes could never do a job like this, I'll bet. And now smoke is spreading over town, great clouds of it mushrooming upwards, and the flames are beginning to show an angry red color.